You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show
with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley.
Girls on the Big Blue Couch, oh yeah.
Welcome back to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show. We have got a great topic for you today, and we're going to actually be doing something that we've never done before on a podcast, and we're going to be unveiling a brand new product.
Yeah, it's a firstie. It is. Not a selfie, it's a firstie.
It's a firstie for us.
It's a firstie. I don't even think that's a thing,
but we're making it a thing. Is that a hashtag? Hashtag firstie?
Sure.
We can make it a thing.
We could. So that's actually our topic today. We really aren't even going to talk about what's going on the Big Blue Couch because we have a few things happening here and there, but we wanted to just get right to the point today.
We did. And so we're unveiling our very first Big Blue Couch product. It's even got a couch on the spine of the book. And what is the book called, Mandy?
The book is called Unashamed, Embracing Your Authentic Self in a Cookie Cutter World. And it's actually a 30-day Bible study in the book of Ephesians.
Now, if you are one of those ladies who is at the Beautiful Wholeness Conference, you might be thinking, I actually have that book. How are they debuting a book I already own? Well, you were kind of guinea pigs.
They were a test market.
They were a test market. And it went so well that we decided to actually take it from a bunch of copies that we put on a printer, out from a printer, and then did ourselves in our office to an actual product with a spine and a book. It just looks awesome when it came in.
We both loved it. We silent screamed in our office because we were so excited.
We did. So it's the first official Big Blue Couch product, the first of many.
Yes.
So that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about kind of, Mandy is actually the name on the book. Mandy's name is on there. I technically really did nothing. But
you were my support system.
I was your support system, and I feel like I was in the labor and delivery room with you, and so I feel like it's our first. It's the first baby.
It's the reverse. So. I was there with your last actual baby,
right? And so I get to be here for this one. So
yeah, because it really is. It's a Big Blue Couch. It's published by Big Blue Couch Coaching LLC, and it will be available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon.
That one.
.com. But it's also going to be available on our website, and we're going to be offering something special towards the end here.
Yes.
We'll tell you all about that.
So the point of today's podcast, then, is kind of just give you a little bit of background of why Mandy created this product and how it can actually help you. It's really a life coaching tool. Mm-hmm. So we want to really give you some good tips for how to use this book and why you might need this book and how it can help you not only, you know, study the book of Ephesians, maybe you've never gone through Ephesians before, but also how to apply it to your life in regards to truth statements and all these other amazing things that are in there. So let's go ahead and get started. And I'm going to kind of just interview Mandy a little bit.
Kind of like back in the day.
Right, like we used to do.
Like a year ago.
Okay, so the first question I have for you is, how did this Bible study actually come to be?
Well, okay, here's the funny thing, because this actually began as a way to procrastinate from finishing a different book, because I was really working through some stuff. At the beginning of 2014, God really took me through the book of Ephesians and had me really worked in my heart on who he says I am, because I had just come from a season and a situation where it really was a situation that tore me apart, tore my self-esteem apart. It could have potentially knocked me off of my mission in life, but instead God used it to rebuild my self-esteem. And so it came to be because I was writing this other book, She Who Overcomes, which we're going to launch later on this year.
Yes.
And I really felt like I needed to write this book, Unashamed, and write this Bible study, because we had so many women that would come into the office and deal with the same things that I had gone through, about not knowing who they were, not feeling confident in who God said they are, not feeling confident in their abilities or their talents, and really feeling ashamed of the things that they were good at or the mistakes that they made in life.
Right. So who is this book for? Like, what kind of woman would pick this book up off of the shelf? which actually technically it's not in a bookstore, but it might be. It might be in the future, but who's going to pick it up off of the website? Who needs this book?
Well, I just want to read the dedication to you because...
You want to read the dedication right now?
I do, because okay. This is who needs it, okay? This 30-day Bible study is the result of a personal journey that God took me on to rebuild my self-esteem when I had lost who I was. It is dedicated to every woman who has ever felt ashamed, invisible, or confused about who God designed her to be. May you find the freedom to live authentically in Christ Jesus at the end of these pages. That's really who this is for. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has ever felt like they beat themselves up in their mind all the time for right. everything, whether they do something good or whether they do something wrong, that's who it's for. Mm-hmm. It's for somebody who needs their confidence and their self-esteem built back up.
Right.
Correctly.
Right, exactly.
With God's truth.
Everything in there, every truth statement that is in there is directly from the book of Ephesians. And if you have followed Mandy and I for a while, if you've been following the girls on the Big Blue Couch for a while, you know we talk about truth statements mm-hmm. a lot. And almost all of them that we use and post come directly out of this book. And so if you've seen us post things, you're like, where are those coming from? You can find all of those mm-hmm. in Unashamed. There's how many of them did you say were in there?
Oh, goodness, there's over 100 and some because we had put together some for the Beautiful Wholeness Conference. Mm-hmm. And I think we had... 60 women there, and I think Nikki typed up all of them, and it was over 100.
Right.
It might have been like 120.
Right.
Somewhere in there.
So it's definitely filling you up with truth mm-hmm. for 30 days. It's amazing. And we have a lot of our clients going through it, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But first, can you read and share some of the content from the book so that our audience can kind of hear what kind of style that you write in and maybe what the book is like?
Absolutely. Well, this is taken from day 11, and the scripture verse is from Ephesians 3, 7 through 10, and from the Message version.
Okay.
Pretty much all of the scripture is taken from the Message version, and then I take you through how to compare it to other versions so mm-hmm. that you can just dig deeper and get a little bit more understanding right. from it. And it's really teaching you how to apply the word, God's word, to your first person self.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I pick this up and use it for me
right.
to grow? And so day 11, I tell this story about God being the qualifier. And so I'm just going to quickly read it to you.
Okay.
It's really short. It says, the room was packed as over 700 women listened intently on the edges of their seats to the speaker as she closed out the conference. Her words were profound, reminding us of the urgency of our calling, the unique assignments God has designed each of us for. My own insecurities started screaming all of the things I was not. Not smart enough, not good enough, not talented enough, not wise enough. Not enough rang loud and clear, trying to choke out my hope and excitement. And that's when I heard the loudest whisper dance across my heart. Mandy, you are enough. You are chosen. I am the qualifier, and I say you are qualified. Walk by faith. God's words resonated in the depths of my soul, and even now, months later, I find myself repeating that truth out loud. I am qualified because He is the qualifier, and He says go. And He has qualified you too. He says so in today's scripture verses. So then we kind of go through the Bible verses. They're written right there on the page. Mm-hmm. And then we go through a journal prompt. So we ask questions like, what would you say is your life's work?
Right.
What is the unique assignment that you've been created for? And if you don't know, this is a great chance for you to ask God to show you.
Mm-hmm.
And then what words and phrases speak to you from today's passage? And in what ways have you ever felt insecure or not good enough for the calling God has given you? And there's a lot of journal spaces on here. Then there's a section where you can dig deeper and
right.
kind of compare the Message version of that daily scripture to the NIV or the NLT versions.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the Truth About Me statements. And every day has a handful of statements already written for you, but then it also has a spot where you can go through and write your own.
Your own, yep.
And so the statements for that day are, God is handling all the details of my life to work together for His good plans for me, which is from Ephesians 3:7. God has equipped me for my calling and continues to do so as I grow, Ephesians 3:8, and I am chosen. Ephesians 3:9. And then at the very end, there's a daily prayer that you can say as well.
Right.
And so it's really, it's designed to be as in-depth as you want it. Mm-hmm. I know I've had some clients who all they can do because of where they're at in their life is read it.
Right.
And just kind of let it simmer mm-hmm. on their heart for a while. I have other ones who have gone so in-depth that they are just like, oh my gosh, I'm eating this up. I'm devouring it. Mm-hmm. And really, it just kind of depends on where you're at.
Right. I have a client right now who's been going through it for a couple of months because she goes so in-depth that she takes one day and probably – you know, reads it the first day and then she looks it up in the other translations and then she kind of meditates on it for a little while. So she probably does maybe two a week mm-hmm. because it's, you know, like you said, you can quickly read it in the morning if you want to for a quick devotional, or you can go really in depth into it. And I think that's the beautiful thing about this study is that you can customize it for where you are at in your faith mm-hmm. walk and at the same time grow.
Yeah.
From that, because like you said, every day is a little bit different. They're all structured the same, but if you've got a little bit of time that day, just quickly read it. If it's mm-hmm. one of those days you have more time, pull out that other version of the Bible and see what it says in there and cross-reference.
And I think it's so interesting because I started writing this about a year ago, and now after writing it and then going through it myself and then proofing it and like a bunch of times, I find it so interesting because these truths really are written on my heart. And mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that I don't struggle anymore with those not enough feelings or thoughts.
Right.
But when they do come, I can get out of them faster. Right. I can be like, no, that's not true. God right. says He is the qualifier.
Right.
I have reminded myself of that so many times this past year. Like, He says I'm qualified because He is the qualifier.
Right. And I think that's such a beautiful testimony too, because it's what we tell our clients all the time. It's hard in the beginning to believe these truths about yourself, but once they're in your heart, it's not that you're never going to have a negative statement go through your mind again or something that is a lie about you that you're believing. It's just that once it's in your heart and once you start applying that, it comes so much quicker. Mm-hmm. When those thoughts start coming that are negative and I'm not enough, you can quickly pull out, no. God mm-hmm. says I am qualified. God says He's working all things out for my good. And so that's the beautiful thing about it. So do you have any last thoughts on the book?
You know, really, this whole podcast, yes, we're talking about this product that we have, but we're really teaching you how to live unashamed. Mm-hmm. Because when you live with those thoughts of I'm not good enough, or I didn't do this good enough, or I'm not smart enough, when you live with the thought of not enough, mm-hmm. you are living in shame.
Right.
Constantly. I mean, Brené Brown wrote the book Daring Greatly, and that entire book is about overcoming shame. Mm-hmm. And the research that she's put into that process is amazing. And so definitely that's another freebie. Go get that book. But we're teaching you how to live unashamed in this book mm-hmm. and how to really identify God's promises. And God's promises are the same for all of us, but we live them out differently.
Right, absolutely.
Just because God says that I am chosen doesn't mean that I'm chosen to play basketball. You know what I mean?
Like, so
that
true.
Is not my gift. But I'm chosen for the mission He has put on my mm-hmm. life and the calling that He's given me and the talents that He's given me. And so it's not trying to be, you know, it says embracing your authentic self in a cookie cutter world. It doesn't mean trying to look like everybody else. It's how do I live unashamed with the package that God has given me and the dreams that He's put in my heart.
Right. And it so beautifully fits into this whole message that we have for women of how to live beautifully whole. Mm-hmm. And if you struggle in this area, you cannot live beautifully whole. If your thought life is dirty and messy and all full of lies and labels and all the yucky stuff, you can't be beautifully whole. Mm-hmm. You can fake it on the outside for quite a long time, but this Bible study is really going to help you peel back those layers and see what it's like to really put truth in your brain. And not only truth, but what God says about you.
Absolutely.
Not just, you know, random things that man says, but what God really says about His daughters.
Mm-hmm. So we are actually launching this book right now where you can pre-order it. Mm-hmm. We've had some people pick up a few copies that we've had available at some of our events. But right now we are launching the pre-order of it, and you can actually get that with free shipping right now.
Yes, it's a free.
So however many you want, you can get them all for free shipping. And you can order that at bigbluecouchcoaching.com/unashamed. UNA S-H-A-M-E-D.
It's a hard one.
It is. I have to look at it.
It's a hard one to spell.
And so that's really what we're doing. And we're in the process of figuring out, okay, is there anything else we can give with you? So you never know. You might get the package in the mail and there might be a surprise in there.
Right.
On top of it.
A surprise from the girls.
Yes.
So I want to read a statement from one of our coaching participants and what they said about this book. And then we're going to go ahead and close this out. But she said, this book has become one of my favorite things to have with me on this journey. It has been amazing. And we have so many women that are going through this book, and some of them are just starting it because some of them just got it in February. And so we haven't heard back from everybody who's gone through it yet. But what we are hearing is it's life-changing for a lot of women. And so thank you, Mandy, for writing the book and going through the process, because I know it was really your heart.
It was.
That went through the process first, and then you're sharing it now.
Yeah, it was a fun process, but I'm really thankful for it. And it's made me thankful for the situation because I see the fruit of what grew out of it. And that fruit is helping other women believe God's word.
That's awesome. So we want to thank you guys for listening. We love spending each and every Monday with you, and we want to make sure that you check out the website. We are going to have this great offer going on for a limited time for the free shipping for this book. But also, there's tons of stuff on the website that is free for you. There's the podcasts on there, the different blog posts that are going out. And if you're not already, make sure you pop over to Twitter or to Facebook and join our growing community of overcomers on there. And we want to thank you so much for listening. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.